Sham Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus. Rabbi Avram Dov and Rav David, the Holy Bas Ayin, is Yortzeit today. Continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Ein Haya. And in the Mishnah, in Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem says that on Peiros Haaretz to make bread Priya Eitz, Lo Yatza. That you make a bread Priya Eitz, and where you're supposed to make Hadama, you're not Yatza. So Gemara Pshita, the Gemara's answer is no, you need it according to the opinion that Chita is a Min Ilan. The sign Yilan Shalachim Adam Rishon. Some say it was a Geffen, some say it was a Te'ena, and another opinion is that it was a Chita. Chanatina de Alikros Elim of Abav Imach Yitom Tam Tava. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak holds, says that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a Chita is a Min Ilan. And then we have a Braisa that what did Adam eat from? Rav Meir says it was a vine. Because nothing brings Yalala crying to a person like wine. We see in by Noach, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, how he got drunk, a bad ending. Rabbi Nechemiah says it was a fig, Te'ena. And that's why they were Mekalka with the Te'ena. And they were also fixed with the Te'ena, Vid for Ali Te'ena. And Rabbi Yehuda says it was a Chita. Because a child only knows to call Abba V'ima when he eats Tam Dagan. That's called Eitz Hadas. So you might think, since Rabbi Yehuda says Chita was a Min Ilan, you make a Rei Pri Eitz, Kamash Malan, no. You don't make a Eitz, you make a Dhamma. Says Maran Rav Zatzal, הסיבות שנמצאות בהליכות אדם להטות רגליו מדרך הישרה הן שלוש כללות. אחת, שיתה הנעתה ברוחניות לצד דברים החומרים, זה יסוד אהבת השיכרון והשיתוף ביין, שיין ישמח לבב, לב, וחשק השמחה שהיא הנאה רוחנית וטובה במידתה, כשתעבור גבול תביא לידי כל השחתה, וממנה תוצאות לכל הכוחות הרוחניים, שישתעבדו להשתמש לרע, מכאן גם כן הגאווה שחיברו החז"ל עם השכרות. אמרו ז"ל, כל המפיק מגן בשעת גאווה. הצד השני הוא בקשת הנת המותריות, שהם הם צורך הכרחי לגוף, רק כדי לבקש הנאה ופינוק, שזה לב אדם לסור מדרכי היושר, ולבקש רק הנאת שווא תתפשט בבקשות דברים, וטעמים נעימים. So the Rav enumerates here three things that send a person off from the good path. One is that a person, shiyateha na'otav aruchaniot, that he takes his ruchniistic desires and he sends them to gashmias. In other words, instead of engaging in ruchnias, he gets drunk. In other words, he wants to be besimcha. And instead of being besimcha in a ruchniistic way, he ends up getting drunk and it becomes gashmi. So one bad thing is to take your ruchnius and turn it into gashmius. Take your spiritual needs and make them physical needs. Problem number two is that the person seeks out hana'ot motariot, things that the body doesn't need. He just wants to have pleasure. And the third thing that sends a person off the straight and narrow is that he wants a chila gasa. He eats more than he has to eat. And when a person comes to such a hashchasa, he's not only going to look for sweet, delicious things. Anything is good. He just wants to eat. So those are the three opinions. Rabbi Meir says that Eitz HaDas was a geffen. because what he wanted was to do was to be mishabed, to subordinate his ruchnius to gashmius. And that's maybe a lala ladam. So that's the geffen. The geffen is a person who wants to feel happy, wants to get high. So instead of getting high on Torah, instead of getting high on tefillah, instead of getting high on chesed, gets high on wine. That's maybe a lala ladam. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that te'ena is sweet. It's notefes dvash. When we talk about honey, it's honey that is date honey, fig honey. And it's a fig, so let's see, looking for a sweet fig, looking for a sweet te'ena. Te'ena is milashan to'ana. To'ana is like a pretext. He's looking for a pretext to have pleasure without any benefit. So that's the sweet te'ena. That was the sin of Adam Arisha. And the third opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, is that a person just wants a chila gasa, chita haisa. Chita gives a person das. Hakena shara tevita natuna lebeima, shlo tochal yoten mida chasera mimenu, ki levin al tzmo bedat vaideo sefat adat yosif machov, ki midat hateva nitla mimenu, ואם הדעת לא תקשר להיות נוטה רק לטוב, חכן הוא מערב רע בטוב. בחילתו נצח לדיקים גופו, הוא מרבה על עצמו חלים גופנים ונפשיים, הידי מה שנוטה יותר מכדי צורכו. In other words, he says that the way that what really brings a person down is that he wants to eat not for the pleasure. That doesn't lower him so much. What lowers him is that he eats, even though he's already full, just to eat. And that's why it was a chita, not especially sweet, but it gives a person das. And an animal doesn't eat achila gas. An animal eats what it needs to eat. A person has das, and Yosef das, Yosef machov. So he's not going with nature anymore. And if he's eating, that's why people have a lot of times this emotional eating, and they're working through their problems with eating. And eating, there's a lot of reasons human beings eat that have nothing to do with hunger. So more people die from overeating than from undereating, probably. Certainly a very big problem in our culture. So that was his sin. His sin was he ate this, it was chita. He had das, yosif machov. Now he has das, he doesn't have teva anymore. He's not following his nature, he's following his das. And his das is going to lead him to eat. Since he lost his natural inclinations, he's going to end up eating more than he has to eat. And that's going to bring him down. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that before the sin, man didn't have to toil. There was no klal of zeh sepecha tochal lechem, and therefore his mazon should have given to him without any toil. Never the chita was like an ilan, like it's going to be lasid lavo. I see the chita shetitamer kidekel, it's going to be really high up. El shalo hayalo la adam lorer, so therefore it was a big, like lasid lavo was already in Gan Eden. It was ki ilan. El shalo hayalo la adam lorer bo anetiyah l'tavat ha'ocha mitzad ha'dat. Shebzeh mechshel kov lekalkel gam ken derech tikuno. So he shouldn't have eaten mitzad his das. Should have eaten mitzad his teva, he should have let teva take over. And you know what he should have used his das for? Should have used his das to understand varim nisgavim. Learn sublime things. Don't use your das to be thinking about your food all day. Use your das to know Hashem. Use your das to learn sefer Aros HaKodesh. That's what das is for. אם כן, לדעת רבי מאיר, לולא החטא לא הייתה נמצא התכונה של השתעבדות טענות הרוחניות לצורכי גשם. ולדברי רבי נחמן, לא הייתה נמצאת בקשת הרב ללא תכלית מועילה. ולרבי דוד לא הייתה נמצאת כי מתעוררות הטבעית לכל צורכי הגוף. זה ממש a brilliant מהלך over here. if not for the sin, according to Rabbi Meir, the sin was Eitz HaDaas, that instead of going for the, he wanted to fulfill his spiritual needs physically by drinking a lot and getting drunk and imbibing in alcohol. And if not for that, then people today wouldn't do that. But instead, that's what people do. They try to fulfill their spiritual needs with the physical. And according to Rav Nachman, who says it was a taina, people wouldn't just eat sweet, even though they don't need to eat, but they're looking for something sweet. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, people would only eat because of a natural desire to eat, and they wouldn't be ma'ar of their das, and therefore would be the right amount, because your body knows how much you need to eat. Your body knows how much you need to eat, how much you need to sleep. We don't, most of us don't sleep enough. That's why our alarms have to wake us up. It means we're not sleeping enough. Our body knows exactly when to get up. So if we would take care of ourselves, then we would sleep enough and we wouldn't overeat. We overeat because the food tastes good, not because our stomach needs it, not because we're hungry. And if there would have been no sin, then we wouldn't have had to toil. And Chasam Sofer says in Bereishis that Sof Eitz HaDaas Lios Nitra L'Adam, the end Eitz HaDaas would have been permitted. In other words, if he would have overcome his original desire when it was Aser, it would have been great. Eitz HaDaas would have been great. Because now his nature would come with Das, not with Teva, and without toil. So the chita would have remained in Ilan. It would have been high up. He wouldn't have had a plow. He wouldn't have had to work the land. There would have been no b'zeas apecha. It would have come right up to him. It would have been a nice, high chita. And had he not sinned, that's what happens, that's what it was before he sinned. But had he withstood the test, then in the end he would have been allowed to eat from the Eitz HaDaas. And therefore, his natural inclinations would come with Das. In other words, he would eat from the Eitz HaDaas now, and then he would. He's looking for simcha, so he's going to use his das now to go for simcha and ruchnius. He's going to use his das to, if he needs something sweet, he's going to have something sweet. Doesn't need, doesn't need. He's going to use his das to eat the right amount. He's not going to have to rely on the teva. And the toil he's going to leave for other things. Happier things. He's not going to have to toil. So in the end, he's going to have the das, and the das is going to add. So again, there are three things that bring a man down. Number one is exchanging his ruchnius tikkanos for gashmius tikkanos. Number two, eating more than necessary just for the pleasure. Eating something sweet even though he doesn't need to for hana. And number three, eating beyond what he needs to eat, not following nature. And that's why a man sins today. He looks for the ruchnius, he goes for gashmius tikka pleasure instead of ruchnius. He goes for the sweet, even though it's not necessary. He eats more than he has to eat. And had he not sinned, then adarab, he would have eaten in the end from Eitz HaDaas, and it would have added das. And he would have been able to toil in other things, not in plowing the land. But in the end, he did sin, and now we have to focus our amel on the land and things like that. Anyway, hadvarim hayu me'ira einayim, and mitzvashem, we'll hopefully be zechut to continue, and I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.